I'm so tired. I should really finish this up soon so I can cook dinner early and just chill for the rest of the night. Thankfully, I have a few more days before the deadline. I can just spend the next few days relaxing. I can have all my time to myself. Yes? Just a minute, darling. I'm almost done. I almost forgot. It's not just me anymore. It's been a week since I moved into my darling's house, and we figured this is the best setup for us since we both work from home anyway. Baby, I'm almost done. Just give me another minute, okay? I'll be there. Girlfriend duties. But it's okay. Cuddling next to my darling is so much better than working anyway. What time is it? Oh shoot, it's past 10 PM. I thought I was ahead of my schedule. Dang it. Babe! I know you're hungry. Yes, I don't want pizza anymore either. We've ordered so much of those since I moved in, and I did promise I'm gonna cook tonight. So just wait for me, okay? I'll be there in a second, I promise. Okay, almost done. And now I'm done. Whew! And sent. Okay, now I shall get back to my growing impatient darling. Hi, sweetheart. Have you been waiting for me? Aw, baby, I'm sorry. I told you I would do my best to finish this project earlier than the given deadline so we can have more time to ourselves, right? I'm sorry, sweetie. I know it took longer than we both expected, but hey, I'm done now. I'm free and all yours. You ordered for us? Ordered food again? Is that okay with you? I mean, yeah. I am kinda hungry, but it's still pretty early. You sure you don't want me to cook something for us? I can just whip up something quick, if you want. Well, okay then, if you say so. Well, that was quick. What? You already ordered beforehand? Oh, baby, you didn't have to do that. Let me just go get it, okay? This actually smells really good. Oh my gosh, babe, this is my favorite. Why didn't you tell me? Hey, why does my love look upset? Oh, baby, I didn't know you prepared all of this for me, and I am really thankful for that. And I'm sorry for working late, I really am. But we still have a few hours to spare, right? We still have time to ourselves, like I said. And I'm here now. So, this is me giving you the attention that I want to and should have given you. And also the attention that my adorable darling deserves. You know how busy it's been since I moved in. And both of us have been busy. I'm sorry if you felt like I haven't been making time for you. But the great thing is, we now share the same roof, right? Yeah. So, we can always see each other anyway, yeah? I mean, yeah. Sometimes I still come into the office when I'm needed there. So do you, but at the end of the day, we come home to each other. And that's more than enough for me, baby. Well, on the bright side, I am finished with what I was working on. And now, you'll have me for the next few days. Yep, all to yourself. Thankfully, that was this month's last project, and I really meant to finish it soon so I can give you more time. So don't be so upset now, okay? You know I'd always make time for you. So, snacks and chill? By the way, how's work, babe? Oh, that's good. Your boss is finally warming up to you. I told you so. He'd eventually notice how good you are and come around. Although it did take him some time, but hey, it got better. Ugh. I know how annoying it is when you don't get along with your workmates. Tell me about it. Well, you're still on for that collaboration, right? I mean, you've been working on it for months, right? So? Oh, that's great! I am so proud of you, babe. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to see how it'll turn out. Babe, I'm sure you'll do great. Don't worry about it. You're always great at what you do. Oh, I also have some good news myself. Yeah. So, Mom called earlier this morning. I completely forgot to tell you, but she called and guess who's also finally warming up to the idea of me moving in with you? Yes. Yes. She said that she's okay with it. Well, not 100%, but she's getting there. And I also spoke with Dad. Yeah. He's supportive as usual, and he's actually really excited for me. And I think that also helped with Mom finally accepting the fact that I'm grown, and I really do want to move in with you. Of course, baby, that's why I'm here, because I want to spend more time with you. And I'm sorry for them being old-fashioned and preaching about how we should get married first and all that. Yeah, I mean, come on. Living together is harmless. In fact, if anything, I feel like it's better this way so we can really get to know each other before tying the knot, right? What? Baby, no! I'm just saying that couples who live in together first last longer because we both know that marriage is a serious deal, right? Yeah, and it would be better to test the waters first, like what we're doing right now. Aw, baby. Of course, we will end up marrying each other. This is pretty much like a dry run, perhaps? This is how marriage life is gonna be for us. Well, except when we finally have kids of our own. That's still gonna be different, but regardless, this is like a preview, right? Oh. You know, I love you too. A lot. Well, baby steps, right? We are in this together. I love you so much, and thank you for doing this. I know that things hasn't been easy on your end as well, but still, you continue to make a compromise for me just to meet me halfway, and for all of this. So thank you, darling. That means the world to me. So, are we good now? Yeah, is my darling feeling better? That's great. That's so great to know, sweetheart. Come here. I love you so much, baby. And even though our busy schedules may get in the way at times, we're still willing to meet halfway, right? After all, that's what we want to do in the first place. I make time for you. You make time for me. Thank you again, babe. Of course. Go ahead and wrap your arms around my waist while I cuddle you like this. I could get used to this.